Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I did want to just bring up the idea that Ian Begley, talked about that the Knicks would at least check in on Anthony Davis if he would become available with Dallas. And Dallas is obviously they've already fired their general manager after one of the worst trades in the history of sports. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that is actually right up there as one of the worst trades in the history of sports. But they're looking to move Anthony Davis. And I think this is one of the more fascinating ideas I've heard in a while. I think as the Knicks are coming off their win against the Brooklyn Nets and are looking to become a team that can win an NBA championship, that's all that's left. And I think you have to look at that and this idea of Anthony Davis through that prism. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. We know this. We know this. It is a scary proposition if you were to bring Anthony Davis to this team. Now, if you were to bring Anthony Davis on this team, when it comes to contracts and how it would be done and how it works, like as I heard Evan say earlier today, I don't know how else it works unless it's moving Karl Anthony Towns. Like, I don't know how else you make it work. So the question kind of is, would you trade Karl Anthony Towns for Anthony Davis? And as I think about that, the instant reaction is kind of no. Well, Anthony Davis is kind of washed up now. Anthony Davis is hurt all the time. Anthony Davis obviously can't stay on the court. I don't know. But when you look at it, it's asking yourself one simple question. And it's the Knicks now who traded for Karl Anthony Towns because they thought he was the piece they needed. But he's been with the team now for a year and a half. You've watched him play. You've seen his ups. You've seen his downs. You see the issues he has. You see the moments he gets lost inside the game, the offensive fouls, the poor, execution, kind of getting lost on the court at times. Him and, still trying to figure out him inside this offense. Him with Jalen Brunson. Him defensively. We talk a lot about your two best players being, poor defensive players. And Anthony Davis protects the rim and can play defense as well as be a dominant player. Like, here's the question. Here's the question. Do you believe that you can win an NBA championship with Karl Anthony Towns? Have you seen enough in the year and a half that he's here that you no longer view him and the fit that you hoped would happen? Again, now it's a second coach learning a new offense. I don't know, if it's easy to come to this conclusion. But this is about winning an NBA championship. That is all that's left for the Knicks. They have become a stable franchise. They've become a stable team. They're going to be a playoff team in the NBA with half the league making the postseason. They're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be a team year in and year out, even if they make this trade and Anthony Davis is hurt for 90% of the year. I still think they're a playoff team with what they have. The question is simple. Do you believe that Karl Anthony Towns with this team is good enough to get to and win an NBA championship. And then you ask yourself, if Anthony Davis is healthy and playing, are you good enough with that team to win an NBA championship? And if the answer is I'm more likely to win an NBA championship with a healthy Anthony Davis than I am Karl Anthony Towns, then isn't the risk mitigated by the idea of I'm not winning a championship anyway? Like, isn't it worth the idea? We talk about it with baseball, right? We'll get into it, and I'll talk Mets offseason and anything else. We're going to all take your calls at 888-808-1019, as well as these Nick calls if you want to call in. Like, if the idea is all that's left, right, as we talk about our baseball teams and the Yankees, right, build a team to win in the playoffs. That's all. It doesn't matter. Who cares about winning regular season games? I know it's not many years removed from the Knicks being an irrelevant team that never made the damn playoffs, but they are that team now. And they've lost to the same team back-to-back. They've been to now the Eastern Conference Finals. You know they're a good team. Tibbs and Rose and Brunson have established that. That's what they are now. They are a top-half team, a playoff team, and probably a top-five seed in the NBA playoffs. But it's about winning a championship. And if you believe that Anthony Davis on this team is a better fit to go take on the beast in the West, is it worth the risk knowing that there's a good chance he won't be there to play? Because if you don't think you can win with Karl Anthony Towns anyway, then why not take the risk of bringing in a player you think you can win the NBA championship with? I think it's a fascinating question. My initial feeling is no, but I have to admit, if it's about winning an NBA title, if Anthony Davis could ever stay healthy, I think he gives them a better chance to win an NBA. I think Brunson and Anthony Davis as the two duo give you a better chance than him and Karl Anthony Towns. And is that what this is about? I think it's a very interesting question. And Ian Begley is reporting that they would at least check in on that if and when he becomes available. They want to win a title this season.
I got to tell you something, C-Mac.
Yeah.
You threw this at me during the break.
Yeah.
And to be transparent with everybody, I was not very open to it necessarily at first.
Right.
And for the fears of injury.
Sure.
I think that's the initial thought.
You can't trade for him. He never plays. Like, that's the initial, like, instant reaction.
But you're 100% right. At the end of the day, the only thing that we need to do as the Knicks need to do at this point,
right,
is win a championship.
Yeah.
And anything short of that is going to be disappointing. So here's the deal. The Eagles made, what, 6 straight NFC championship games, right?
Something like that, right?
What do we remember? The 2 Super Bowls.
Sure.
So we can make 6 straight Eastern Conference Finals with Cat. Is that really going to be worth it at the end of the day? No. So, you know what? I'm in.
Let's go. I've convinced them. Because, I mean, that's the question. What's the difference?
We're not raising banners for Eastern Conference Finals appearances.
What's the difference between Karl Anthony Towns and an injured Anthony Davis when it comes to winning a championship? Is there a difference? Like, that's the thing. Does Karl Anthony Towns take you over? Like, if the difference is getting to an Eastern Conference Finals or getting knocked out in the first round, is that fear worth the risk or worth the chance that a healthy Anthony Davis takes you to the NBA Finals? I think it's a fascinating question. Now, if you can get it for less than that, because he's going to be, the report that if Dallas is offering Davis at a below market value cost, I'm sure the Knicks would at least give it some thought. Now, I don't know what below market value is. I don't know what you could get. I don't know if you don't have to trade Cat. But I would be interested. It's about winning a championship this particular year or this year and next year. And not, you know, that's not a building block piece. That's a guy coming in here to help you win a championship. It would be interesting. 888-808-1019. So it's all on the table. Knicks, Belichick, the Giants coaching search, Mets and Yankees offseason, all on the table. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dave in Stamford. What's up, Dave?
Hey, C-Mac, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. I don't know if you guys can hear me in the car with the rain, but hopefully it's coming through clearly.
I can hear you just fine.
Cool. Hey, so I want to talk about Belichick. I know a lot of Giants fans, you know, are saying he's washed up and he's past his prime. I mean, I agree with you, right? You've tried all these years for Shermer, McAdoo, Judge. The list goes on. That haven't worked out.
Right.
I think from Belichick's standpoint, there's a couple things that the Giants, I know they don't like back page and headlines and drama and all that stuff, but if they were to get Belichick, you know, there's one thing that the Giants could do is they could stick it to the Jets, who obviously last year passed on Belichick. Not that Belichick probably would want to go there anyway, but they passed on Belichick. They're, still a clown show with Aaron Glenn and that whole team over there. They have a chance to stick it to the Cowboys, who, if you remember 2 years ago, thought about firing McCarthy and then let him stay on for one more year.
Right.
That's when Belichick was available. Didn't let him do it. The third thing would be Belichick is a defensive mind. If he could come in, find a way to stop the tush push versus the Eagles, he'd be a legend and not just the Giants lore, but with the history. So I think there's a few key aspects here. And then also, I think the Mariners could probably get him to dump Jordan Hudson. So I think it's a lot of winning parts here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about sticking it to anybody. I don't care about that. I don't care about sticking it to anybody. I don't care. And the tush push thing, that was funny. I don't care about sticking it to the Cowboys, sticking to the Jets. I want to win. And I do think they have a roster that next year and an offense next year that can be a winning football team, a championship football team. I don't know. I doubt that. Crazier things have happened. But a winning football team that is actually in it at this point this year and could be a playoff team, absolutely. I honestly do. And you're talking about one of the great coaches in history. It's not my choice. It's not my top choice. But people are dismissing it, saying he's washed up, he's this, he's that, he's got his girlfriend, he's got this, he sucks in North Carolina. Like, I'm not ready to just dismiss the greatest head coach in history. He coached 2 years ago. It's not like, you know, Joe Gibbs came back after, I don't know how long. I mean, it's amazing to me. People are calling, like, the same fan base, and again, I can't say the same person exactly, but the same fan base that is screaming Bill Belichick is washed up and the game has passed him by are screaming to bring in, like, John Gruden. John Gruden hasn't won a damn thing in 25 years. John Gruden came back to the Raiders a couple years ago. It was a disaster, and he left in disgrace. But, like, oh, bring John Gruden back. But the game hasn't passed John Gruden by. Why? Because, I don't know, he worked ESPN in the draft for 20 years. Great. So he's not washed up. The game hasn't passed John Gruden by. But Bill Belichick, I mean, forget it. Like, it's crazy to me. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Before I make my nimble point, a couple of things. The Ken Burns Revolutionary War documentary.
I got to check it out. It's on PBS, right? Are they airing PBS. It? Can you get it stream on something? Or?
Depending on what system you have, you can go on and play around with it.
Yeah, I got to see if it's like on demand through my cable box or something. Yeah. I've been meaning to do it. I just started. I've been on a historical kind of kick since I watched last week. I watched that Death by Lightning about the assassination of James Garfield. I was so amazed. I thought it was such a good show, and it was so fascinating, the politics of that time period, that I've kind of been on a historical kind of kick, and I've been watching different things. I went to the History Channel. I was watching the Abe Lincoln. They did like a whole thing on George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to get to Teddy Roosevelt. So I've been watching those. I definitely want to go watch the Ken Burns Revolutionary War.
Because with Revolutionary War, we think of it, obviously it's long ago, you think of it as a nice little sanitized revolution. There was so much stuff going on in the world at that time with the French, and it's amazing.
No.
And I was telling Gordon Damer last night, it's funny, I had to crack up every time they mentioned Benedict Arnold, because I kept thinking of that Francesca takeoff that the guy did. You remember that one, Mike Zahn?
Yeah, where he did like the whole revolutionary. When Benedict Arnold, he's General Patton or whatever.
That is hysterical. Anyway, and the other thing is the John Candy one. If you get a chance to see the John Candy one,
I've seen most of it. I haven't. I don't think I finished it. I dozed off watching it late one night, but I have watched it, and I just started watching the Eddie Murphy one too.
So many good things out. It's nice.
Yeah, no, there's. It's a great time to be alive. And the new anthology of the Beatles thing is coming out on Apple Plus, but I mean on on Disney Plus. But I've seen, I mean, it's going to have some new stuff, but I've seen the documentary a million times. It is great. If you guys, I've always said it was like the best $65 I ever spent in my life was the anthology DVD set. It was it's incredible. It's so cool. But yeah, the John Candy documentary was amazing. And you forget watching it, and I know this is a weird thing to take away from it, but that time period of like the late 70s, mid 70s into 80s, the amount of comedians coming out of Canada was incredible. They're all Canadian. It's crazy. Like that entire, like, you know, that entire
generation.
That group, that entire generation of Dan Aykroyd and John Candy, and like, it's just
Steve Martin. No,
I don't know if Steve Martin. I know
Martin Short.
Martin Short. Like a lot of those, they're all Canadian. They're all from Toronto. It's amazing how many comedians in that time period came out of Canada, and how great John Candy was. And John, he was just. I was watching one of my favorite movies. A lot of people don't know Delirious. With John Candy, where he's a soap opera writer who gets a bump on the head and kind of wakes up in his show, but it's real life, and he kind of has a typewriter. He can make things happen. It's a little bit weird, but I think it's really funny. It's a really good show. A good
Another
movie.
Great one, though. Topical. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's a Thanksgiving movie. Yeah, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is the best.
I mean, that is one of the saddest endings.
Yeah, I know. It's so... He's got the ability to make you cry, make you laugh. He really was incredible. But yeah, oh, that movie is just so funny. That scene, I still cry. When he turns into the devil, when they're screaming and the car's on fire, that is the funniest thing. That is so funny.
I like the scene where he gets picked up, if you remember, by the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a guy get lifted before.
Yeah. You know what's another Thanksgiving movie? I think it's Thanksgiving. I have to go back and check. Hutch with Ed O'Neill.
Is that a Thanksgiving?
I think it's the Thanksgiving holiday, not Christmas. It could be Christmas. I got to go back and see if that's a Christmas or a Thanksgiving movie. He picks up his... it's called Hutch, isn't it?
Yeah, Dutch.
Dutch. I was going to say. I knew. I looked it up. I'm saying it wrong. Dutch with Ed O'Neill. 1991. I think it's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving. That's
yep,
a,
I
that's,
got it up right
that
here.
Is a he has to go pick up his stepson from like a private school and bring him home, and the kid fights him every which way, and he decides to make like a car trip out of it to bond with the kid, and the kid's like knows karate and he beats him up, and you know, they get robbed by, you know, ladies of the night. Like there's just it's a really good movie. Ed O'Neill was great in it.
It was the peak of I don't know what the genre is. Maybe it's a family comedy.
Yeah.
But this was the 90s, early 90s was the peak of that.
Yeah.
Home Alone, like you said, yeah. John Candy movies, this.
Yeah, Home Alone just turned like 35. It's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
It is insane. It's insane.
Macaulay Culkin's lived like three lives.
I know. It's true. Frank in Manhattan. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
I'm a diehard Met fan. I was in Florida last few days. I am kind of pissed off that the Mets got Marcus Semien, who's 35 years old.
Yeah.
The Mets seem to get second basemen that are old who need social security. I mean, we had Robinson, so now we got Marcus Semien. Why?
You got because this wasn't about getting Marcus Semien. I mean, it was kind of about getting his defense. This is about moving on from Brendan Nimmo and opening up the team. They got rid of Brendan Nimmo. They were able to get the last. They got a contract that's 3 years shorter, so they're saving money in 4 and 5 years, which I do agree that's a bit much of like a let's throw a party that the richest owner in baseball saved $20 million in 4 years. Like it's not the greatest thing. I get why they did it, but it's not like some slam dunk reason to make a trade in my mind. But they got better defensively at second base, which makes it easier to play Pete Alonso. I think this is a lot about Pete Alonso. It makes it easier to play Pete defensively. You're trying to run prevention. That's all Stearns was saying from the minute the season ended. Run prevention. Pitching, defense. And Nimmo was becoming a liability in left. And Pete is a liability at first. And you can't have two on the same team. That's not what they want to do. And they were both going to have to DH a lot. Both, you know, Nimmo was on a little bit of a bloated contract. And they thought this was an opportunity before he has a down year and it becomes unable to move him. Like, if he has a down year this year and he's playing with DH, and they told him they were going to play prospects, so say that was the honest truth and that's how they felt about it. Like, they're going to diminish his playing time. He's going to play DH. He's going to get worse as a defender, and that money still stays the same. He becomes almost impossible to move after this year. So they were able to get him off the book, save money in 4 and 5 years, which makes it easier to give Pete a 4 or 5 year contract. And whoever you put in left or right, if you move Soto to left, but whatever outfielder you add, he's going to be better defensively. And you've improved your defense at second base, which makes it not only better infield at second base, but that makes it easier for Pete to play first. So you've kind of improved Pete's defense a little bit by putting a Gold Glove caliber second base next to him. Now you've got an infield that has Beatty, Lindor, and Semien. That's a pretty good defensive infield. You'll live with Pete at first base. It helps you live with Pete at first base, and it helps you with the contract for the last 4 or 5 years, the last 2 years of a 4 or 5 year deal for Pete with no Nimmo. So I don't think it's so much Semien. It's better defense and 2 years of less money down the stretch, and it makes you easier to sign Pete. I think that's what this is about. And change the core a little bit. Thanksgiving, brother. How are you?
Good, not too bad. I just have a quick Palestine.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And Brenner, comment up.
Yeah.
We're driving down the shore right now for Thanksgiving. And before that, I'm in this Holland Tunnel traffic. I'm gritting my teeth. I can't believe this man has to tell me he's not turning a profit for the New York Yankees enough to start paying some of these guys. He's buying on a chopper right now to the Hamptons.
He didn't say that.
What are we talking about?
Well, he didn't say he doesn't turn a profit to not pay these guys. But he did, when asked about turning a profit, he said to be surprised. He didn't just hint at not making a profit. He pretty much said, "I don't make a profit." He just didn't go as far as to say I won't sign these guys because of it.
I spent $1,200 last year to go to Game 1 World Series where we got smoked at home and got smoked. You're telling me he's not making money? I mean, he should go get a job, but he probably can't get a second job. His resume's too small. What do you have on the top line? Oh, my father owned a baseball club? so now I'm in charge? That's what it would say. He's not going to be able to get another job. I mean,
I think he would put on his resume that he's run a team from, you know, and probably bumped up the value of the team from $3 billion to $10 billion in his tenure.
Oh, I think that's probably... The city put in 52% of that bill to build that nice new stadium.
And that's why he's paying them $100 million a year.
Oh, my God. That's a slight tax write-off.
All right, look. I hear you. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have said it because you don't want to hear it. And I don't blame you. I don't want to hear it. He shouldn't have talked about his bills. Unless he's going to open them up and show us that he's not making money. Because, one, no one believes it. It is interesting, right? I think you make the money in October, right? That's pretty much where he's making the extra money. That's where he's making his money is in October in World Series. So even if you don't think he wants to win and he's a businessman, getting to the World Series, what's going to make him money? Like, he wants to get to the World Series. There's no doubt about it. You got to go play. You got to go get those gates. You got to go play in these playoff games. You got to go win these playoff series to go make the money. But it is interesting because I don't think he's flat out lying. I don't think he would lie. I don't think he's making hundreds of million dollars in profit and thinking he can get away with it lying to you because he doesn't open up the books. I'd be surprised that he's flat out lying. I think he probably makes less money on a yearly basis than you think. Now, does he pay himself a salary and include that in the expenses and pay all his executives and shareholders and everything a salary or whatever? And that includes expenses? Yeah, probably. But talk to other people who run teams. Like, ask Steve Phillips about his, like, he talked about it. Like, I don't think the Yankees are making money hand over fist. I think most of the money is when they sell it, and they probably borrow off of their evaluation of owning something that's worth $10 billion. But, like, I don't know how it becomes worth $10 billion if it doesn't make money. That's the only thing I don't get. Because I get it. Like, you know, if you own a house, like, I own a house. I don't have the money that the house is valued at. Like, I don't have that money. But and the house cost me a ton. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I have property that is worth something. I don't have it in my pocket. And on a daily basis, all it does is drain my money. Like, I'm constantly putting money into the damn house. So, like, I understand that angle of it. But what makes a team worth $10 billion if it's not making money? So, someone smarter than me is going to have to explain that to me. But I don't think he's lying. I really don't. You don't want to hear it. I don't blame you. And he should have never said it. It was stupid to say. Totally agree with you. Nobody wants to hear that. But at the same time, like, I don't want to be a bad guy here, but you're complaining about your World Series tickets that they lost in the World Series. I know, but they were in the World Series, and they're a damn, every year you go into playoff games. The question isn't like, it's not like, hey, you know, next year if the Yankees make the playoffs, you guys want to go. It's, hey, next year you guys want to go to playoff games? And I know we don't value that anymore. I get it, but I kind of do. They have to go out and be better. They have to be smarter. I think he spends enough money to go win. Again, this is the truth. Nobody wants to hear this. It's the truth. The Blue Jays, like, the idea that the Yankees can't run it back, it's not good enough. It's going to be, it'll be a disaster. They have no chance of winning. They have no chance of going on taking on the Dodgers. None. Absolutely not. None. Did anybody say that at the start of the year about the Toronto Blue Jays? When the Blue Jays ran back the last place team and the only addition was an outfielder who didn't play from the Orioles, when Santander was the only addition to the team and they ran back pretty much the same team as last year, did anybody say, well, this should be good enough to win 94 games and be within two outs with a lead in the bottom of the top of the ninth against the Los Angeles Dodgers with a chance to win the World Series in Game 7 at home? They won more games than the Dodgers in the regular season and were two outs away from winning Game 7 in their building. Did anybody see that coming? Like, the idea that the Yankees don't spend enough, they spend more than the Blue Jays, and they were right there. The idea you can't run the team back, they won the same number of games as the Blue Jays, and they could be, if they play well, could be right there. We don't want to hear that. Even I, the Yankee shill, don't think that they should run it back. I think they should vastly improve their team. But if they go get Bellinger and Cole is healthy and that rotation is dynamic, you're telling me they can't win? That's where I disagree with you. They absolutely can. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, and that's all that matters. They have to go win. Doesn't matter what he says. Doesn't matter what he says in his Zoom meeting. He has to go put a team on the field that wins, because they could do all the things you like. They could sign Tucker. They could sign Bregman. They could sign the Japanese starting pitcher. They could do all those things and still not win. And if they don't, you're still going to be clamoring that he doesn't spend enough, and you're still going to be clamoring that Brian Cashman needs to be fired. Bottom line. And Aaron Boone needs to be fired. Bottom line. They could do all the things you want. If they don't win the World Series, everybody doesn't care. They don't care. They're happy just to be here. That will all, like, if they lose in the ALCS after spending all that money, that's what you will say. The fan base will say, you see, they don't care. They don't do what has to be done. That's how it works. They need to go win. And I think they probably should improve to go in. Bringing Bellinger back, I still think that's a team that could win. 888-808-1019. McMonagle with you on The Fan. Quick break. Be right back. We used to go out every year the night before Thanksgiving Eve. The night of Thanksgiving Eve, that would be the night everyone was home. If you were at college, you came home for Thanksgiving. Biggest night of the year to go out on Thanksgiving Eve. Not anymore. I don't even think about it anymore. Now I think about whether or not the Yankees are going to sign Bellinger. That's my thought process. Which, by the way, like, again, we talked a lot about Hal, and I kind of went through some of the comments. I didn't get a chance to really discuss it yesterday, so I wanted to do it today. But the overall theme is, like, he's just opened himself up to have questions like they're asking now, whether he cares enough about winning. Like, all he did was further create that kind of feeling from the fan base, from anybody else, just whether or not Hal cares, or whether or not, Hal spends enough, or whether or not, you know, the Yankees are making money, or whether or not, like, he could not have handled that any worse. He couldn't have handled it any worse. He turned himself into the bad guy, and I don't view him as the bad guy. I shouldn't say I love Brian Cashman. I play into that. I defend Brian Cashman against crazy people who think he's the dumbest person ever. But he is way more to blame for the Yankees not winning than Hal Steinbrenner. He just is. Now, if you want to say Hal keeping Cashman is the problem, okay. I guess that's the fair point there, if you feel that strongly about it. I think Cashman still does a pretty damn good job. I know that's crazy that people believe that, but I do. I just think he's more to the point of why they haven't won than the owner, who spends plenty of money. And he did a poor job of getting to that because he was more pissed off that he constantly has to defend spending $300 million. I think he's annoyed that he has to, you know, sit there, spend $320 million last year and be called cheap. I think he's annoyed by that. And in trying to push back, all he did was make things worse. But now it gets to the actual what's going to happen, because the Yankees are going to spend money. He said it. He's not going to stick to the would he like to spend less money? I think every owner in baseball would like to spend less money, right? Even, like, if you could put a winning team, I don't think the goal of Steve Cohen is to spend as much money as he can frivolously. Like, that's not his goal. His goal is to build a championship team. If he could do that for $10, that would be ideal. But you can't. And so, yeah, Hal's point was, ideally, I'd spend less money. But it's going to be about building a team. He's going to spend money. They're going to have a payroll around $320 million because that's what's necessary to put a team that can go win on the field. Like, he's going to do that. Now the question is, how do they do it? And for me, and I've talked about this before, they've targeted Bellinger. Now, I will say this. I have been on, I think Bellinger is the better fit. I've said that a lot, as opposed to Tucker. Because those are the two. They need another outfielder, and Tucker is clearly the most likely. Tucker and Bellinger are the two most, best free agents possibly all around, but certainly in the outfield. And there's really nothing else after that. That's it. Those are the two free agent outfielders. And I've been on the kick of the Yankees should get Bellinger over Tucker. Like, I prefer Bellinger to Tucker because of his defensive flexibility, because he could play center field, because he could play first base, and because he's already fit in as a Yankee and had a good year. I would prefer Bellinger. Now, the minute that the Grisham thing happened, and now they're locked into a center fielder, now I'm more open to Tucker. Now I know I could just play Tucker in left field. I'm assuming, you know, he's played pretty much right in his career. I'm assuming he can go play left. I just put Tucker in left field, and I'll spend the more money for the better hitter because I don't know if I necessarily need the defensive flexibility in center since I've got Grisham. So now I'm more open to both, but I just don't think the Yankees are going to pony up and pay him $400 million. And again, like, I think Bellinger at half price is more than reasonable. And I think Bellinger is a great fit. I think Bellinger is a good player. And I think Bellinger is someone who helps this team immensely, and I want him back. And clearly he fits the Mets and what they're trying to do. And now that they don't have a left fielder or a center fielder, and you're still going to, I think, bring back Pete, and you're going to want to DH him and play someone first base, Bellinger fits them like a glove. And I expect the Mets to go after him. And I said this, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I did a whole open on it. I will say this about Hal, and it's more, and I'll say it again because it's relevant with Hal and that press conference and the idea of payroll and money being on the table. You cannot go back-to-back seasons. There are, as much as I disagree with the idea that he's not his father and that's a main problem and, oh, I long for the days of George and all that crap. Because, again, George was never in this position. George never had to write $100 million checks to the city. George never had to put money in other teams' pocket to compete against him. Like, it's just a different world. But having said that, there are times where you have to be the Yankees. There are times where you have to put your foot down, and there are times where you have to be more like your father. You cannot have back-to-back seasons where the New York Mets, the crosstown rival, takes away your only, right now as of least, your main off-season target. You can't have that in back-to-back years. Sorry, you can't literally have the Mets take the pinstripes right off a star outfielder that you have acknowledged is your main target of the offseason. It can't happen back-to-back years. You can't go from being able to say, any guy we've ever targeted, we've been able to get. We didn't target Harper. Maybe we should have. We didn't target Freeman. We didn't target Manny Machado. We didn't target these guys, and they went elsewhere. But we made sure we got CeCe Sabathia. We made sure we got Mark Teixeira. We made sure that we got Gerrit Cole. We made sure we got Max Fried. Like, when we want someone, we go get them. They've been able to say that forever. You can't have that dead and buried 2 years in a row by your crosstown rival. Can't happen. Can't happen. Unless they do pivot to Tucker, which is what I mean, if they just go off, if they go off the chart and just offer Bellinger something crazy, if Steve Cohen makes the decision that he's the perfect fit for the team, they need him, and they won't be denied, and they start giving Bellinger numbers close to Tucker, then the Yankees need to pivot to Tucker, because you can't, you better bring in a star. You better then go get Bregman, and even Bregman, I don't know. Like, you better go get Bo Bichette to go play shortstop. You better go do something. The pivot off of losing, we talked about the pivot last year off of using Juan Soto. The pivot off of losing a lesser player, like, it's one thing, Juan Soto, $765 million in free suites and everything, and it felt, you know, like, that's one thing. As ugly as that is, it's one thing. This is not Juan Soto. This is a player whose father played for you, who was just here, who isn't going to make nearly that much money. You can't be outbid back-to-back years for your top free agent. And you can't have the pinstripes ripped right off them to go play in Citi Field. Can't happen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com.
plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So Hal better understand that the payroll better be at least what it takes to sign Bellinger. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's go to Sam in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Thanks for my call.
You got it, buddy.
Now, so about the Yankees running it back,
yes.
I guess my point is the reason why they lost last year wasn't because they didn't have enough talent. It was because their talent didn't perform on the field.
Right.
I mean, if every player on the Yankees performed in the postseason like they did in the regular season, I don't know if they win the World Series, but they're not getting knocked out by Toronto in 4.
I totally agree.
So my question is, can they run it back and hope that the players step up in the postseason this year?
Yeah. I mean, again, people say that as if that's some sort of, like, ridiculous thing. Like, oh, how could you hope? What, everything's hope. Everything's hope. Again, I know I'm saying it until I'm blue in the face, and you're probably getting annoyed at it if you're, you know, a Yankee fan who feels differently than me. The Blue Jays ran back a last-place team, went to Game 7 of the World Series against the Dodgers, had them beat. Had them beat multiple times, blew it. I mean, we've seen it before. The Kansas City Royals ran back a World Series loser and won the World Series the next year. Like, they're capable of winning. They're capable of winning. I firmly believe that. The team that was on the field last year was capable of beating the Blue Jays. They were capable of beating the Dodgers. They are. They didn't do it. Now, again, does that mean I want to run it back? No. I want to get better. I've already told you my Yankee offseason plan. I want to trade both Dominguez and Spencer Jones. I want both of them gone. I want to sign Bellinger. I want to trade for either Brendan Donovan would be the guy I'd want to trade for because I can play him in the infield too. So I would sign Bellinger. I would trade for Brendan Donovan of St. Louis. If that's available. If not, I would sign Bo Bichette or I would sign Bregman to play short and then transition a third. I would do a lot of different things. I would trade both of those pieces, maybe get another starting pitcher. I mean, I would do a lot of things to change this team. But I would love, I think the rotation, I could understand why you don't want to add another top pitcher. How much money do you have invested in the rotation? I mean, you've got Cole's big contract, you've got Freed, you've got Rodon, and then you've got a bunch of young kids who are pitching really well, and you've got young pitching prospects. So, like, I would love to add a starting pitcher. I think they have to, but I could understand why you're not going to go pay a ton of money on a starting pitcher. How much money can you invest in a rotation? And you've got young kids who are pitching well. So, like, I'm cool. As much as I would love the Japanese starter, Ime, like, it would be great. I don't expect the Yankees to do it. I really don't. And I don't think that's a terrible decision. I really don't. I'd rather spend the money with the offense. I'd rather bring in more contact bats. I'd rather change the dynamic of this lineup. I'd rather change 7, 8, 9 of this lineup. That's what I want to change. Because I can't I can't trust Volpe at all. I can't trust that McMahon is going to be better offensively this year. And I can't trust that the catcher is going to be better offensively this year. Like, I can't trust those things. 7-8-9 was not good enough last year for the New York Yankees. It wasn't. So I would improve it if I could, and I would sign Bellinger back, and I would trade for Brendan Donovan. I would play him at shortstop, then I would play him at third. I'd play him in left field. I'd play him all over the place. He would be my everyday left fielder who plays multiple positions, my everyday leadoff hitter who plays multiple positions. And you got to go bring in a couple more bullpen arms. I would trade Spencer Jones and Dominguez, and I would trade some pitching prospects, and I would go get all of those things. But we'll see what the Yankees are going to do. I think they're definitely going to attempt to bring back Bellinger. And I am curious if they lose out what the pivot is. Because I think the Mets are in on him. I think he fits perfectly with the Mets. Right? For the Mets, and we haven't talked too much about the Mets. We've talked about the trade and the impact and Simeon. I think Pete's coming back. Right? So now you've got your infield pretty much settled because I don't think they're going to go get a third baseman. And you've got Lindor, Simeon, Beatty. I think they're going to give Beatty a chance at third. And then you have Pete at first. And I don't know what to do with Vientos, who's going to, I guess, DH at times. You know you're going to have to DH Pete, but Vientos is, I guess, your everyday DH to start the year. But now you've got Acuna who's blocked. You've got Mauricio who's blocked. You try and move those guys. Is Jet Williams blocked? He's more of an infielder than an outfielder. Is he blocked? But you're trying to get another outfielder. Right now, it feels like they're really going after Bellinger. Would they be open to Tucker? I don't know. I doubt it. I wonder who's in on the Tucker market. It sounds like he's going to go to the Blue Jays. But say you bring in Bellinger for the outfield, and you got to go impact the starting rotation. So like that's the thing for me with the Mets, because the Yankees are targeting Bellinger, to me, numero uno on the top of their list. I don't see how Bellinger could be the top priority for the Mets. They've got to bring back Pete, I would think. They've got to bring back Diaz. They've got to impact the starting rotation. Like, even putting off Pete, Pete could be in the same, you know, position as Bellinger. You could put them in the same bucket of, you know, need to improve that position. Those are the guys we like at it. But I'm sorry, Diaz is priority number one. Then you've got to impact the starting rotation. Those two things have to be done before I even think about Pete. And then I would put Pete next, and then I could look at my outfield. So are you telling me that this owner is going to spend possibly up to $25 million a year? I mean, that's, Diaz is the best closer in baseball. I don't know what contract he's going to get. So you're at least 20. You're talking about 20 for your closer. You got to impact how many different arms in the bullpen? You've got to add at least another two, one or two. Now, I don't know how high impact or how much money, but you got to add some more arms. And then in the rotation, how many arms you need? I mean, you're looking to trade Senga. You got Manaea. You got Peterson. You've got McLean, obviously. Are you looking to trade? Is a Scooble thing possible? Are you looking to trade another starting pitcher? I mean, Sonny Gray would have been an interesting piece for them. I think Sonny Gray is going to have a good year in Boston. Sonny Gray would have been an interesting piece to go trade for. They didn't do that. But you've got to add how many arms to that bullpen? How many arms to the rotation? How many arms to the bullpen, including the most expensive arm in the bullpen that's going to be your closer getting a monster contract? There's talks right now that he could get 5 years in the open market. You're going to pay him $100 million? 5 years to 20, 5 years to 22 even. I don't know. I don't know what his market is, but he's the best closer in the game, and he's durable. Outside of the busted knee, which is on a fluke play, like Diaz is extremely durable. That is an inch. I mean, so there's a lot before you even get to Bellinger, and that's why the Yankees, I'm sorry, you cannot lose your top priority to the Mets' third priority at best. At best. So all this talk about Hal, there's one time, I mean, Hal, you have to step up, man. You can't have that press conference. Talk about losing money, talk about lowering payroll, talking about competitive balance and the salary cap. And again, maybe we'll get to this. I think the salary cap helps the Yankees more than you think. But like, you can't do all that. Have that kind of press conference coming off of this disappointing season – and losing Bellinger to the Mets when it's your top priority and it's their third. Can't happen. Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Unless you talked about it, I didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's talking about, you know, money, maybe saving money or not spending that much money. What about Tatis? Wouldn't you trade Dominguez,
yeah,
Spencer, and some pitches for him? Because he makes the same amount of money as Bellinger. Bellinger's going to make more money than him next year. And this guy is locked in for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, would think that could be, like, the first priority.
Yeah, but that takes two to tango.
What makes you think
the Padres want to trade him?
No, I don't know, but at least you know, I would guess they're at least going down that avenue.
I don't know. I don't know if they are. I mean, they're interested in possibly selling the team, and sure, they probably want to get. I mean, but you just talked about he's an asset. What like you would look to get off pieces that the new ownership would be like, oh, that kind of feels like an albatross around our team's neck. You can't. Tatis, as you said, he's going to be 27 next year, right? He's coming off a year where he hit 25 home runs. He played 155 games. Now, again, these aren't superstar numbers. I have to be totally honest with you. I mean, they're good numbers. He's a Gold Glove outfielder. He's a tremendous defensive player. He might be the best defensive outfielder in the game. That's how good he is. But he played 155 games. He hit 25 home runs, drove in 71 runs. He hit 268, OPS of 814. Like, those are worse than Bellinger numbers. And he struck out a lot more than Bellinger. Like, I mean, you could argue Bellinger had a better year than Fernando Tatis. Would I be in on trading for Fernando Tatis? I absolutely would. I absolutely would. At 27 years old and under control for as many years as he is, making the money he is, absolutely. But I don't know if he's available. I can't say priority number one is trading for a specific player that I don't know. If you want to say, you know, I don't know, trading for a contact outfielder because there isn't one, and you want to talk about him, Kwan, Donovan, someone like, if you want to say that, even that you can't guarantee, but at least I can open it up. You can't say priority number one is trading for Fernando Tatis. I don't know if he's available, but I would. I would trade Dominguez. I would trade Spencer Jones. I would. I absolutely would. 888-808-1019. 4 hours down. One more to go on our ride to midnight. McMonagle here with you. As I take you till midnight on this Tuesday, turning into Wednesday morning right here on The Fan. We'll be right back after the update.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.